بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله، إلى آخر الحديث. الحمد لله. Respected, most honorable students, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of Iman, and Allah ta'ala has made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'd just like to find out how many students from here from madrasas they are boarding, whether it's here in Zadwar or in other. Just lift your hands. Okay, so there's quite a few of us. So you know, when in madrasa, one of the most important things for us is food, isn't it? So there was one student, he was studying far away from home. So his parents used to send for him from time to time a parcel of food. So whether you're from a different country, then you get some biscuits, cookies, sweets, etc. Like, we know students that come from America, they say the chocolates in South Africa, American chocolates, there's no comparison, you know. And we say, no, South African chocolates are the best. So anyway, this parcel of food came. So his friends, they saw that now the food is coming. Oh, he got a parcel. So what they done, while he was gone to class, one of the friends took it and he stole it. And he told the rest of the boys in the room that tonight after Mutala, after Isha, there's a dawat. I'm giving you all dawat. They asked, how much you have to contribute? He said, no, everything on me, yours just come. Bring an empty stomach and come. So all of them came. That friend also came, whose food it was. And he never realized this is his food. And they're all eating the food and they're happy and they're laughing. And afterwards, when he goes back to his locker, to his cupboard, and he opens his food is all stolen. So we can imagine what went through him, you know. After a few weeks, he got another parcel of food. And this time he was clever. So he took the food into the room in front of everyone so they must see. And he knew what they're going to do. They're going to steal it again. But before he took it, he put some laxatives inside. You know, when your stomach is not working, then it makes your stomach work. So he put that laxatives, mix it in the food. And nicely he goes, he puts it in his cupboard. So that boy said, oh, again we're going to get free dawat. Again he stole the food. And he called them. He said, we're having dawat again tonight. So they all came again, they're all eating. The boy whose food it was, he's not eating. So they asked him, like, why are you not eating? He said, I'm not feeling well. So all of them are eating. They said, fine, no problem, we'll eat. They're all eating. But now he's laughing. In his mind, he knows. Next morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, first one woke up, running to the toilet. Second one woke up, he went to the second toilet. Third one woke up, there's no toilet for him to go. Where's his pen? First one, now there's a whole line. So my respected students, this is the example of sin. The example of sin is that outwardly it looks very nice, very beautiful, but inside it there's something that's going to harm us, there's poison in it. That food is looking very nice and they're eating it, they're happy. But the laxative inside, they don't know about it. In the same way, Allah has put some enjoyment in sin. He's allowed that enjoyment to be there, otherwise nobody would do it. But the harm that is inside it, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam came to show us. So whatever sin we take in this world, there's harm in it. There's temporary enjoyment, definitely. But the harm that you might not realize immediately is far, far, far greater, more severe than the temporary enjoyment that you will get. For example, a person is looking at something that he's not supposed to look at. So he enjoys it. looks at a woman, who doesn't enjoy it? We all enjoy. And then he looks at another woman, another woman. Allah has made it that you'll enjoy, you'll get enjoyment. But what will be the harm in it? Now when you go home, now few of us will be married, we won't understand this, but you go home, you look at your wife, you won't find enjoyment in your wife. Or what we can maybe relate to, because we're not married. Many people, they watch porn. So now, it's dirty, it's filthy. A person who doesn't look at it, he just sees the words. And it creates nafrat in him, it creates hatred in him. But a person who's caught up in it, he's hooked onto it. And he wants more and more. And then the harm that will come out of it, is the day he gets married. Now Allah has given you an outlet now to fulfill your desires in a halal way. Not only to fulfill your desires, but you also will get thawab if you do it with the correct niyat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to them, in fulfilling your relations with your wife, you get the reward of sadaqah. They said, when we go to our wives, we'll get the reward of sadaqah. So Nabi sallam explained, yes. Tell me, if the person had to go to a wrong and fulfill his desires in the wrong way, wouldn't he be punished? So yes, he'll be punished. So if he does it in the right way, then it's sadaqah. He's going to get thawab for it. So now the harm of it will be that now when this youngster is married, now in his mind, enjoyment is only what he used to watch and what he used to see. And that is all fake. All of that is fake. It doesn't exist in real life. Now he wants his wife to enact and to do the same things. And she can't do that. And they're filthy, those things. So that pleasure that he was getting in pornography, he's not going to get from his wife. And what's going to happen? One of two things is going to happen. That marriage is going to end, or he's going to abuse his wife. Allah save us. So there's harm through and through in doing sin. And the moment a person will come out of sin, and it will be difficult to give up sin, because we've been nurtured, we've grown up loving that sin. As the Hakim Saab, Rahimullah, used to give the example, and also so those of us that are in the third year will know. Allama Abu Sayyid Rahimullah says, when nafsuka tifli in tuhmilhu shabba ala hubbi al-radha wa in taftimhu yanfatimi. The nafs is like a small child that grows up drinking milk. So 1 year, 1 year, 2 months, 3 months. Now the child is 1 year, 9 months, 10 months. Now the mother is becoming worried. There's only 2-3 months left and I have to wean the child, take the child off. So that time when the child is taken off milk, it's a very difficult time. The child is crying. The mother is trying to give the child something else. The child doesn't want. Just wailing and crying. For 1-2 nights, it's like kiamat. It's difficult. But when the child stops drinking milk, all the other avenues open up. Now the child will be able to eat biryani. Okay, not biryani for us, it will be able to eat burgers and pizzas. But if the child doesn't come off drinking milk, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, the child will still be drinking milk. And so think the enjoyment is only in milk. So in the same way, when we are in sin, we grow up in sin. To come out of that sin will be difficult. We'll have to come out of it. We'll have to come out of it. But when we come out of it, it's going to be difficult. We'll get withdrawal symptoms. That temptation will be there. Just the last time, you know. Let me make this last call to tell this girl that, no, finish now. Our ustad used to tell us, there's no last call. You see, just, I want to make my final salam. There's no final salam. She'll cry, you'll cry, then 1 week, it will still be carrying on. You have to say, it's now finished. And Allah's promise, as Maulana mentioned now, is when a person will give up something for Allah, Allah will give him something better. Mulana Imran Sahab wrote in one of his kitabs an incident that there was a Egyptian trader. So he took his goods and he went to Syria. He just crossed over and you're in Sham. So he went to sell his goods there. So he had some cotton, so whole year all his produce that he managed to gather, now he took his capital and he's gone to sell it. So at that time the Europeans, they had some control over those coastal areas. So he was in his shop one day, and a very beautiful European girl came in to buy some cloth. So he was infatuated by her beauty. And she came with an old woman. So he sold them the cloth. And they gave it a very cheap price, he gave it to them, so that they can come back. So she went, and the next day she came back. So he told the old lady that, you know what, this girl, I want her. Make arrangements for me. So she said, I'll speak to her and I'll come back. So the next day they came back. They said, you have to give us 50 gold coins. So now he is in a predicament. 50 gold coins is a lot of money. That's like quarter of my profit, quarter of my stock. Anyway, he sold whatever he could. He got 50 gold coins. And he paid the 50 gold coins. So that night, he went to his apartment, his flat. And he says, I had a very nice place, just overlooking the ocean. So I arranged everything, drinks and snacks. And the girl came. And we ate and we drank. And then we laid down. And now was the time for me to fulfill what I desired. So he said, while I'm lying under the sky, the thought came to me that shame on you. You are in a foreign land, away from your family, under Allah's skies, eating Allah's food, and you're disobeying Allah. So that thought, we all need that thought in our heart. So that thought came to me, I turned on one side and I went to sleep. Didn't fulfill my desires. The next morning, the lady, the girl, woke up. She was angry. She got up and she went away. He says, I went back to my shop, but now, this is what Shaitan, this is the test Shaitan put in my heart. That you're so silly. You lost your 50 gold coins. You lost the chance to do what you wanted. So he say, I saw that girl and the lady walking again past in the market. I called the lady. I said, please organize for me again. So she said, 50 gold coins again. He says, now, the next 25% of my stock, I sold it, took that 50 gold coins and paid for it. The next night, same thing happened. We ate, we drank. I'm about to fulfill my desires. And again, that thought came into my mind. I stopped. He says, now this girl, she was extremely angry. She came to my shop the next day. She was a Christian. She swore and she took an oath on the name of Isa alayhi salam. She said, you'll never be able to fulfill your desire with me until you don't pay me now 100 gold coins. And he says, she looked so beautiful in her anger. I sold all my stock and I gave my last 100 gold coins. And he says, the third night the same thing happened. I didn't fulfill my desire. I had no money, no stock, everything was gone. He says, during that time, then the announcement was made that the peace treaty that was between the Muslims and the Europeans is ended, so everyone should return back. Whatever I could gather and whatever I could sell off that I needed to, I managed to finish all my work and I went back to Egypt. So he says, when I came back now, no stock. I started a different type of business. I used to buy and sell slaves. And I carried on in this way and life carried on. He says, until one day, I got, like how we say, a parcel, you know, a huge amount of slave girls, slaves were brought. And I went to go and buy them. And among them I see one slave girl. And this slave girl, I know this, I've seen this girl before. And it was that same woman whom I paid 100 gold coins for. And didn't fulfill my desires. I bought her today for 10 gold coins. When she came to my home, I asked her, do you recognize me? She said, she doesn't recognize me. I told her, I'm the same trader who paid 100 gold coins for you and didn't fulfill his desire. Today Allah has given you to me for 10 gold coins in a halal way. So when we will give up something for Allah, Allah Ta'ala will give us something better in return. This is Allah Ta'ala's promise. When we give up sin, what will Allah Ta'ala give us? Allah will give us the halawat and the sweetness of iman. Musa Qadhi explains, he says that when you do good, there's a mashwara that's taking place now. those students that are in the feeding khidmat. So they should go now to the basement. Mashallah will take place for them. He says, when you're doing any good amal, you're reading Quran, sitting in class, namaz, dhikr, so nur is created in you. And this nur, it takes long to build up. It comes drop by drop, fills up in the heart. So, lots of effort we have to make. You know, sometimes in summer to wake up for Fajr is difficult. Some people, mashallah, they wake up for tahajjud. So you give up that sleep. In winter it's so cold. Plus in Azharul it's even more cold. And then there's no hot water. So you come for Fajr Salah. So all of that is building nur in the heart. He says the whole week now that nur has been created in the heart. That nur has been created in the heart. And then we're going, walking to the shops. And one of Allah Ta'ala's makhluqah walks past. And one look, we look at it. All of that nur is gone. That's one gaze, and it makes us lose all of that nur. And we won't be able to get it back until the opportunity comes again, and at that time we control ourselves and we don't. But we don't go to look for the opportunity. The opportunity has to come. So in this hadith, سَبْعَةٌ يُضِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ. Few categories, and all of us can see that many categories we are able to get ourselves in. On the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade, so to get into the shade of Allah's throne. The first one, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Protect our youth. Spend our youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ. And that was the first bayan. That look at our companionship. Who are we close to? When we're in school, they should teach us the saying that no man is an island. So we are going to mix with people. Have good friends. Keep our connection with them purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. We meet only for the pleasure of Allah. We speak of good things. When we separate, it's only for the pleasure of Allah. We'll get shade under Allah Ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. Come for all our salah. And before we leave the masjid, think, when am I going to come back? Have that desire to be back in the masjid. A person who's in the masjid, Allah Ta'ala will protect him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see a person frequenting the masjid, then bear testimony to the iman of that person. Many, many sins will be saved from if we just make it a point, I cannot miss my salah. No matter what it is, I cannot miss my salah. There was one youngster, he told us how he changed his life. So coming to the masjid, he said, that night they were supposed to go out for clubbing or whatever. So, he was from Joburg. So he made a mistake, you know, mistake. He told the boys, pick me up from the masjid. So he said, I'm going to read my Isha namaz. That was his mistake, good mistake. So he went for Isha. They were a little bit late, he said, for the ta'aleem. And Allah Ta'ala had mercy on him. When they came, he told him, no, carry on. That was the changing point in his life. He never went back to it. Stick to the masjid. قَلْبُهُ مُحَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. And رجل دعت امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله. A woman invites you, woman of beauty and status, and you say, I fear Allah. So few people will be invited. Most of the time, boys and men have to run after one. Few people will get invited, but all the time we are invited by the billboards around us, by the pictures on our cell phones. Don't look. No matter how hard it is, don't look. You'll get shade under Allah Ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Your iman will be protected. You'll get the sweetness of iman. And وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَهُ. The key to all of this is you have to bring Allah Ta'ala into our heart. One very beautiful poem in Urdu. Kaash ke koi mujhko bata de. Kaash ke koi mujhko bata de. Ke meri nigaahon par unki nigaah paas pa di. That if only somebody had told me, had taught me, that when I was looking, then Allah Ta'ala was also looking at me. To bring that realization, Allah is looking at me all the time. Like now all of you, 200 of you are looking at me. If the most beautiful woman has to come here, how will I be able to look? I won't be able to look. Because you're looking at me. if a person wants to do wrong, and there's a small child, the child is his small brother, 5 years old, 6 years old, looking at him. He's on his phone, he's watching something. That small child has to come and see. He won't be able to look. That small child, we fear the small child. Create the awareness that Allah is looking at us all the time. How will we get this here? We have to make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So in the olden days, we used to have the watches. Maybe even before my time, it used to be common. Now you also get it, but it's not so common, where you have to wind the watch. So every 24 hours or 48 hours, you have to turn it and wind it for like 30 seconds, and then it will run for 24 hours. So day, morning and evening, make little bit dhikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah. And I'm taking out everything from my heart. I'm putting Allah in my heart. La ilaha illallah. We make this dhikr, then what will happen is like winding the watch. For 24 hours, that awareness of Allah will be in our heart. But we have to do it daily. So رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا, he remembers Allah all alone. And the fear of Allah comes into his heart. So my respected students, we have to make the niyat. Once we make the niyat, Allah Ta'ala will open up the ways for us. اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَنَابِ. The person who turns to Allah, puts his heart to Allah, Allah will make ways for him. He'll hear something in a bayan, he'll meet a good person, he'll become friends with someone. But make that niyat that, oh Allah, I want to become close to you. I want to give up all of the sins. I'm weak. We are weak. We can't do it on our own. Oh Allah, you help me. And one easy way to build the connection of Allah is speak to Allah. Whatever we're doing, like now I'm giving the bayan, before the bayan I should have made dua. Oh Allah, I'm going to speak. I don't know what to say. You put the right words in my mind, in my heart. Correct words on my tongue. Let me say it in the correct way. All the time speak to Allah. We're going to class. Talk to Allah. Oh Allah, I'm going to class. Keep me awake in class. Let me understand. Grant me the nur of this ilm, the tawfiq to make amal and to spread it. We're going to masjid. We're going to the shops. Oh Allah, I'm going now to the shops. I'm going to buy whatever I need. Let me get it. I mustn't have to run from shop to shop. Protect me from sin. Don't let me look at anything wrong. We're going home now. We're traveling by air. As we're going, make dua to Allah. So speak to Allah all the time. Slowly, very quickly, very quickly. You'll see what a connection we'll get with Allah. So we'll all do this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant us all. Inshallah, next we'll have the final program. So mashallah, we're all set with so much of sabr and with so much of qalab in our hearts. So for this last final program, inshallah, and then after that will be meals. We call upon Mawlana Ismail Hamad.